So, Neil, another frustrating afternoon. So close. What's your take after that one?
I'm so proud of the boys today. I thought the boys were exceptional. To a man, you know, look at the chances we created. It was a scrappy game. We knew the way that Southport were going to set up. You know, they play a lot on the set pieces. The throwing's dangerous. The corners are dangerous. But I just thought, you know, our homework that we'd done on them, the way we set up, our shape was great. But to a man, the lads were fantastic. And, you know, the game could be different. Pia scores from, you know, the break of half-time for a couple of yards out. If Bannister picks out the right option with Willoughby, you know, with about 10 minutes to go. But, you know, it wasn't to be. But you can't, you know, I've just said to the lads, don't underestimate two games undefeated, which is huge for us. So, you know, we look forward to next week now.
I mean, the challenge is, obviously, the temptation is just to bomb the ball into the box. But they've got a walking wardrobe in Astles there. I mean, how do you balance that? Because a few people are going to say, shoot, keep shooting, keep putting that ball in the box. But we went for patience.
So in training this week, we've done a lot of work with our front two getting in between the two centre-halves and the full-backs and letting the number 10 pick up the central areas. And I think it worked really well. But what that won't lead you to is chance after chance after chance after chance. We knew how good they are at centre-half. You know, they're a well-drilled back four. They train full-time. You know, it's going to be hard to break them down. But I think if you ask their back four against our movement of Piers and Willoughby and Donoghue and Bannister when they come on, they were really complimentary, and as was Liam Watson. You know, we've done really well. We were patient in our build-up. I don't think we wasted many passes. And, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? Everyone wants you to go for it, but a point was our target today. A point away from home at Southport, we're going for the playoffs. It's a huge result. And like I said, I'm proud of everybody, and now we've got to kick on now next week to Hereford.
Yeah, it's a big game. Big game next weekend. And you know, I came here with questions saying, are we in this relegation battle? I never expected a draw. So where are we in the relegation battle?
That's the squad. You know, that's the squad. There's genuine belief that we're staying up. You know, and I'll tell everybody that. There's genuine belief, and you can ask everybody to a man, they'll give you exactly the same answer. You know, this club, them players, they don't want to go down. And, you know, people look at the Ashton result today saying, oh, is that a good result? But I think it's a great result because it puts pressure on Leamington, Hereford, Darlington's, up above that, York even. And we've got to now just focus on what we've got to do. 10 games to go. You know, I said 5 wins. That's 2 unbeaten now. That's 2 points that possibly we wouldn't have got when we were 3-1 down last week and then coming to Southport away. But we haven't. We've steadied the ship. And, you know, there's a real camaraderie, there's a real togetherness. We'll get in training Tuesday, we'll get in training Thursday, and we'll go to put a performance on next Saturday.
And we spoke yesterday, and I said August 2017, the away trip here, was pretty special. 600 of them this afternoon. They were non-stop, weren't they?
I mean, I got a text off Paul Howard this morning to say that the fans were going to go into the stands to create more of an atmosphere. I keep saying it. Does the atmosphere get any better? Second half, I don't think they stopped for 45 minutes. And there was a genuine belief from them and from us that we were going to score. And, you know, you could see people, even when Kurt hit the free kick into the wall and then he sprinted back 90 yards to get the ball, that lifted the fans. And again, just keep believing. I've said to every fan coming off their belief, 10 cup finals to go, believe, we're not going down. Tell you now, we're not going down. If we show that level of commitment and spirit and quality, then we're going to give teams a game. So, you know, let's bring on Broadhurst Broughton this week now against Hereford, and let's give a real good account of ourselves and hopefully get that 3 points we want.